to a wonderful man I love dearly. He is hardworking, he doesn't drink, and he doesn't look at another woman. But he has one bad fault. He hates to take a bath. He will only take them on special occasions. I wouldn't be married to a man who wouldn't take a bath, would you?
Well, at least it's better than chasing after women and being drunk all the time.
Well, if you had your choice, would you rather be married to a man who chased women, a man who wouldn't work, or a man who wouldn't take a bath?
If I had my choice, I'd rather be married to a man with a steady job who didn't chase women and took baths regularly.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, this is my problem. My sister is planning a surprise birthday party on him, and I'm afraid of being embarrassed. Is it better to spoil the surprise or just let him smell bad? Signed, In a Quandary. How would you answer that? I'd have a good heart-to-heart talk with him.
Oh, she's probably talked herself blue in the face already. No, on the day of the surprise, I'd serve him pancakes.
Pancakes?
Every man likes pancakes. And then I'd accidentally spill the whole pitcher of maple syrup over him.
Oh, Nellie, you're a genius.
What does she say?
Oh, yes. Dear In a Quandary, I'd have a good heart-to-heart talk with him. And if that didn't work, I'd see your local clergyman. I like yours better.
She's getting in a rut.
Would you care for a
half a tuna fish sandwich?
Oh, I love your sandwiches, but I used to...
I'm Norman Corwin, and the name of this program is Bingo Twice a Week. Saul Sachs, who wrote it, says you can judge a city by how far you have to go before you can find a place to sit down without having to buy something. Well, this is such a place. It's a tiny green oasis serving a surrounding desert of asphalt. If all the people who came here were to arrive at one time, there'd be as many people as there are angels who dance on the head of a pin. But they don't all come here. The only ones who use it are in the morning children who are too young to go to school, and in the afternoon people who are too old to do anything else. Still, it's very pleasant in the middle of a busy day to sit quietly and enjoy the trees and the grass.
That place is reserved.
This is reserved?
Mrs. Anderson always sits there.
I don't believe you can reserve a public park bench.
You a radical or something?
Excuse me.
What's he doing around here? I don't like it. He looks suspicious.
Oh, he seems like a nice man.
That's the worst kind. He's not old and he's not poor. What's he doing sitting on a park bench in the middle of the day?
He looks suspicious.
Helpless. The American Foundation for the Blind has been helping blind people become just people for more than 50 years. We're at Box 111, New York.
Are you really going to look for a place of your own?
As soon as my daughter picks Sheila up at her school, we're going to look at a nice place we heard about.
How's she going to take it?
Who?
Your daughter.
Oh. She understands. She's got her life and I've got mine. But the boys, my two sons, I dread telling them.
They worry about you.
Nellie, Ethel, they're not going to operate for at least a week.
Well, they finally came.
The specialist is on a hunting trip in the mountains and they can't reach him. He's still unconscious and being fed intravenously. but they decided to take a chance and wait. Claudine found the note, but she tore it up without telling her husband. Now, of course, he doesn't know what happened, and he's very upset. Her father is thinking of turning down the promotion, because then they'll find out the secret he's been carrying around for years. The only one who knows the secret is his first wife, Cynthia, who he deserted 20 years ago, who is going to tell it just before the automobile accident. Now, of course, she's paralyzed, and she can't talk, which the doctor says is psychosomatic.
What is the secret?
Well, the announcer says we're going to find out next episode.
He's been saying that for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, I like wrestling better. More action.
Ah,
they're going to have a grudge match on Wednesday, and the Mystery Marvel has promised that he will unmask right in the ring if he loses.
Why are you so stupid? Wrestling is phony.
He's threatened to use his secret grip. It cuts out the oxygen to the brain and renders his opponent unconscious.
It's all phony. Outside the ring, they're probably the best of friends.
That girl you were crying about who died of a rare disease, that isn't phony?
Well,
I saw her last night playing a go-go girl who smuggled dope on the side. So you watch your phonies and we'll watch ours.
I thought you were going to go looking for a place of your own today.
Well, she's waiting for her daughter. And they're going to go and look at a wonderful place she heard of. But her two sons are terribly upset about her living alone.
Aren't you afraid?
Afraid of what?
She's taking her can of mace and a police whistle with her.
What if you fall or something?
Why should I fall?
Well, a person could fall.
I'm not going to fall.
Remember Mrs. Key? When she fell and fractured her hip and lay there...
I'm not going to fall.
If Nellie says she is not going to fall, she is not going to fall.
What makes you so sure I'm not going to fall?
Well, of course, a person could fall.
I'm not going to fall.
Well, when I reach your age, I'd like
when
to
you
feel...
What?
Now, Nellie, let's not go into that again.
I brought my birth certificate that day we were supposed to have the showdown.
Mine was destroyed in a fire.
That big one? In Chicago?
I prefer to drop the subject.
Oh, bet. No, girls.
You were born in April. I was born in September. That makes me 5 months younger.
September of the previous year, that makes you 7 months older.
5 months younger,
Ethel.
Oh,
dear. Here's my Medicare card. Birthday right on it. Let's see yours.
I don't bother to carry proof of my birth around with me.
You should. Never know when you might want a beer and the bartender to ask for your ID.
Well, you both look wonderful for your age. I spoke to Linda yesterday, like you told me. I said, Linda, I don't mind you playing records all day long, and I don't mind you putting your feet on the bedspread when you're on the phone. But if we are going to share this room, I don't think that you should leave your clothes just where they happen to drop.
What'd she say?
She said, after all, Grandma, this is my room.
You know what Stephanie said to me yesterday? She just put her arms around me and said, Grandmother, I love you. Oh, I could have eaten her up.
Did you tell her you pay rent?
I don't really.
She takes your Social Security check, doesn't she?
Well, she says it's for the added expenses they incur.
Like that waterbed she just bought?
She's already got an electronic oven and a sauna bath.
What won't they think of next?
My Alan's wife is putting in a machine that gift wraps garbage.
Oh, well, that's one thing you can say about my daughter-in-law. She's very economical.
And my son's home, it's mother, mother dear. But when he's gone to the office, it's, hey, you.
My daughter-in-law always calls me mother. She says she doesn't know what she'd do without me. We never have an argument.
I wish I could say that.
You could, if you wanted to lie like she does.
I resent that.
Go ahead, resent.
I suppose it's not possible that my daughter-in-law and I get along.
If your daughter-in-law is so wonderful, and you two do get along so marvelously, at least have the decency not to talk about it in front of us.
I wonder which is best, to live with your son and have to spend all day long with your daughter-in-law, or to live with your daughter and have your son-in-law have to support you and resent it? Which would you rather, Nellie?
Some choice. No house is big enough for two women.
Well, wait till your daughter realizes now she has to pay for a babysitter. And she won't have help with the dishes.
Watch yourselves, girls.
Hi. I wonder if you ladies could spare a little loose change.
Don't give him a cent, Ethel. He probably wants it for dope or those hippie girls he lives with.
Why don't you follow me and see, Grandma? I'm going to spend the money on new clothes and a car so I can find a job.
What would your mother think if she could see you with that long hair panhandling on the street?
I haven't got a mother. The stork brought me.
Let's give him a quarter, Nellie, so he'll go away.
Well, why don't you give me a quarter and I'll go away?
Young man, you leave here this minute or you'll wish you had.
Please. Oh, dear. I thought I was going to drop dead from fright.
Don't be such a baby.
Oh, Nellie. Nellie, you're so brave.
Weren't you even a little frightened?
Well, if it was, I wouldn't give him the satisfaction.
But your daughter with Sheila.
Well,
I wish you luck. Now, I'm not going to take a place unless it's just right.
She sounds like she's in a hurry.
I waited for her. Let her wait for me.
Nellie, if you find a place, will you come back and visit us?
I'll have you come visit me. You can stay for the weekend. We'll have tea. We'll watch any program we like. And we'll take a nap anytime we want.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Nellie, could I come visit you too?
Of course you could, Kate. You come anytime you want to.
Back in 1898, we introduced Post Grape Nuts. Active women loved it. It was a good, wholesome cereal made from natural ingredients. It still is. Its natural wheat and barley are still baked into crunchy nuggets. And today, Grape Nuts is fortified with 8 essential vitamins. Grape Nuts, natural ingredients fortified with vitamins for today's active woman.
No headache is going to make me shout at my husband.
When headache pain and the tension it can build bring out the worst in you, take Anacin. Anacin has more of the pain reliever doctors recommend most than any other leading tablet. Anacin helps the best of you come through.
My headache's gone, and so is its tension.
Feeling better, honey?
Anacin did it again.
Relieves headache pain, and so its tension. Anacin helps the best of you come through. Meet Gloria Lord, member of the Descanso Garden Guild.
I love working in my garden. What I hate are those ugly snails and slimy slugs that destroy my beautiful plants. But I was afraid to use anything that might harm my garden. Then I discovered Snearol. Snearol kills snails and slugs in full direct sunlight, yet it's safer for my garden than products that contain or release arsenic. If you love your garden, you'll love Snearol.
Snearol kills snails and slugs, yet it's safer for your garden.
You see a lot of little cars on the road these days. And when you get into the hills, you see those same little cars way over in the right-hand lane, chugging hard to keep up. Not Dodge Colt. There's a standard Hemi engine under that Colt hood, and Hemi means power, plus good gas mileage. So before you buy their little car, drive our little car, Dodge Colt. Sold and serviced by the Dodge Colt dealer in your town.
What's that funny stink?
It's probably antiseptic. The room has just been thoroughly cleaned.
They could at least open a window.
Air conditioning. And this is the bathroom.
Your own private bathroom.
Combination bathtub and shower, whichever you prefer. A bar to help steady yourself getting out. A non-skid rubber mat, all the latest safety features.
You could still slip on the floor and crack your head against the medicine cabinet. Easy.
Safer than your own bathroom at home.
I like my shower curtains better.
We'll fix the room up with your own things and make it homey. You know that green dressing table? That could go right over here.
Where's Sheila?
Oh, she's in the recreation room with the coloring book.
It's a good thing she doesn't see what they're doing to her grandmother.
You'll enjoy the recreation room. Nice, easy chairs. Television?
I got my own television.
Oh, and we could put that right over here.
19-inch color with automatic tuning and remote control.
That's nice.
My boys bought it for me. I told them that I'd be satisfied with a cheap black and white, but they insisted nothing was too good for their mother.
You're lucky to have such fine sons.
I thank my lucky stars every night.
If you get tired of looking at television, there's always company here, Mom.
Oh, yes, there's a party every Saturday night. Fruit juice and cookies. Bingo twice a week.
I never win at bingo.
We see that everybody wins.
What do they win?
Bottle of cologne?
What kind of cologne?
Oh, Mother, what's the difference? It's the fun.
Oh, it's no fun if it's some cheap kind of cologne a person wouldn't use.
Oh, and they have a sauna bath and a physical therapy room and a sunroom, all included.
How much does it cost?
Oh, Ma, what do you care? The boys are glad to pay.
My boys, God bless them, would do anything in the world for their mother. Bet it costs an arm and a leg.
Well, we won't worry about that, will we, Mother?
Yes, we will.
I better see about Sheila.
I'm sure you'll be happy here, Mrs. Cosgrove. Think of this as your new home.
If my husband was alive to see this, he'd drop dead.
I'm sure he'd be pleased to know that you're comfortable in pleasant surroundings.
Nothing was too good for me. He spoiled me rotten. Furs, jewels, my own cleaning woman.
How long since he passed away?
Next April 14th will be 23 years.
Sheila's watching television. Thank God for As the World Turns. Now look, we've got to get back for her ballet lesson, so...
I'd like to see what else you have.
This is the only room available.
Well, we'll think it over.
Ma, we've been thinking it over for months. Now, there's a long waiting list for this room, and Mr. Hamilton's nice enough to give us first call.
Why, it's only been vacant 2 days.
What happened to the previous tenant, may I ask? She died.
She was 89, and after a fruitful, gratifying life, she passed on.
What did she pass on from?
Mother, what's the difference?
Could be typhoid fever.
Her heart failed.
The doctor says I have the heart of a 50-year-old.
Why, that's nice.
But I've had a breast removed. See, this one right here, see? Just padding. See?
I know, I saw it on your medical report, but I understand that you're in fine health now.
Knock wood. There's no wood in this room.
They have a doctor on 24-hour call.
And here's a switch to call the nurse in case of emergency.
A switch like that is better than wood in a room.
Wouldn't hurt to have a switch and wood.
We don't want to call the nurse for nothing.
I want to see how long it takes.
I'm sure a young woman like you in such good health won't have to worry about things like that.
Would you believe I've had 4 operations since 1968?
I don't believe it.
4 times in the hospital, and you know what that costs. An arm and a leg. But my boys, God bless them, took care of everything.
Mother, you had hospitalization.
Who put me under hospitalization? My oldest son got me in the hospital plan as an employee of the company.
You're very fortunate.
Well, we've missed Sheila ballet lesson. There's another $3.50 shot.
That nurse hasn't come yet.
Well, If you ladies would like to talk it over...
But, you know, money doesn't mean a thing if you don't have your health. Fortunately, I have a doctor, God bless him, with magic fingers. 4 operations. 2 for the breast removal, 1 gallbladder, and 1 exploratory. But there's one thing. I never had a hysterectomy. She did.
Mother!
Oh, it's all right. In a place like this, he hears about those kind of things. As much as I've been in the hospital, there is one thing I never had, a hysterectomy. Your wife have her hysterectomy yet?
As a matter of fact, she did.
Mother, everybody doesn't have a hysterectomy.
2 out of 3 in this room.
Listen, ladies, I've got to get back to my office. If you'd like to talk it over...
We'll take it. We'll take the room.
Fine. On your way out, if you'll stop in at the office and leave a deposit.
We'll fix it up. We'll make it homey.
I'm going to call the boys.
Sure, call the boys. Oh, Ma, it's not as though you were going a million miles away. You'll come home for dinner, and we'll come and visit you here.
I want the boys to know what you are doing to their mother.
The boys know.
My own daughter, to abandon me in a strange room among strangers. My throat could be cut in the night.
Oh, Ma.
When my boys find out that their mother's being sent to an old people's home.
It was their idea.
No. Mom. My boys love their mother. My boys...
Your boys take you out for dinner once a month, and they send you flowers on Mother's Day, but you live with me.
I wouldn't interfere with my boys' lives if they begged me to move in.
Ma, they're not begging you. They're not even asking you.
They take me in a minute. My boys love their mother.
Call them. Call them and ask them. Ask them to give up their den so that you can move in with them. So that you can criticize them for the way they're bringing up their children. So they can turn down the TV set because you want to go to bed early.
In a minute they would. In a minute.
Oh, not in a minute. Not in 8 years. 8 years, Ma. 8 years you've been living with me and the boys have been saying you look after Ma because my wife is nervous when Ma's around.
I'm not hearing a word you're
eight
saying.
8 years they've been saying Dorothy will work it out. Well, this is what they worked out. Your wonderful boys that you love so much sent me to do their dirty work.
If Papa was here, you...
If Papa was here, you'd be arguing with him like you argued every day of your life.
You bite your tongue.
Oh, Ma, Pa's no saint, and neither are the boys.
And your Arnold, I suppose he's a saint.
I didn't say that.
You think I don't know what goes on? Your $50,000 house and walls like paper... I can hear everything.
Now go into that.
With your Weight Watchers, with your dyeing your hair, with your psychiatrist, $45 an hour, and still your husband doesn't come home nights.
It's none of your business, Ma.
I'll tell you something else that's none of my business. Did you stop to think about the day that your Sheila brings you here? Before you know it. Day after tomorrow, before you can turn around. Sheila's leaving you at a place with a doctor on 24-hour call and bingo twice a week. Don't leave me here. Please. Oh. Take me home with you.
Ma, please.
I won't interfere. I promise. When company comes, I'll stay in my room. I won't complain no matter how loud the television set is. You won't even know I'm there.
Arnold gave me an ultimatum. Said if your own boys won't let you live with them, why should he?
Still no nurse. I could be dead 10 times over.
Oh, Ma. Oh. Come back home with me. I'll talk to Arnold. We'll work something out.
It's no use. In 2 weeks, we'll be back here again. Or a place that's worse. Well, I could put my French provincial chiffonier right here. The rest I'll keep in storage. Well, come on, you'd better give him his deposit before somebody else takes the room. What's the matter?
I left my purse.
Ortho, the sleep specialist, manufactures everything for sleep for every room in the house at prices everyone can afford. Beautiful designer convertible sofas, corner groups for the young and the youthful, round beds for that different bedroom, and for every bedroom, the fabulous Ortho Kings, Queens, Twins, and Fulls. And because Ortho sells factory to you only through Ortho stores, the savings are yours. At the largest chain of mattress specialists, there's a store near you.
Ready for action in Safeway pantyhose. They move when you move. They're sturdy, long-wearing, yet delightfully sheer. Safeway pantyhose fit any legs. Tall legs, slim legs, medium legs, short legs. If your legs are long enough to reach the ground, there's a pair of Safeway pantyhose for you. See them now in the special pantyhose display at Safeway.
First nice afternoon after 3 days of rain. It's cool and pleasant after all that rain. Nice to be out again. To anybody who's old enough and poor enough, there's a place that hasn't been reserved.
The specialist is still in the mountains. He's still being fed intravenously. Cynthia is still paralyzed. The announcer says we're going to find out the secret in the next episode.